we really like where we live, and I'm just looking to bring some of the openness back to the government here. I believe people need to be heard. I believe people need to be listened to. So that's pretty much why I'm running, and I believe a lot of my constituents feel the same way.
Sure, and we have seen you at council meetings.
For over a year and a half.
Yeah, you're a familiar face. And so what specifically would you like to bring to your ward?
Actually, I'd like to see the city take an active interest in my ward. They haven't really done that. I don't know how long it's been. It's been long before I lived here. So I get a lot of that from people in my ward. They want to see the city take an interest in where they live. We want to see new families move in. We've got a lot of empty properties that we'd like to see possibly have houses built on them. So there's a lot that needs to be done in Ward 1, and I'm just looking to bring some of that, or at least get the ball rolling on it.
Definitely. We're talking to Eric Downs, who is running for the Crystal City Council in Ward 1. And you are openly supported by the concerned citizens of Crystal City. They are supporting you. Are you a member?
I never paid a membership fee to them. I have attended their meetings, get a lot of good information from them, and everything they present they can back up. I'm definitely glad to have their support. I'm glad to have the support of anybody who wants to see me sitting in a council seat. So
sounds good.
Yep.
Great. That is Eric Downs. He is running on Ward 1 for Crystal City Council. Let's switch it over to John Whitten. You are running in Ward 2. How are you today?
I am just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, John, how long have you been a resident of Crystal City?
I've been here since, I've been here 21 years.
21 years.
We moved from North County in St. Louis down here. And the reason I moved here, the town was like really, really nice, quiet, clean, and that was one of the things that attracted us down here.
So if you were to be elected to the council, what would you do for Crystal City?
I would try to keep it like it is now. The people in Ward 2 really need to be protected, because they're like on the front line along with Ward 1. We're right there at the industrial site, and we need to make sure that our citizens who live in Ward 2, especially along Mississippi, are protected. I mean, you know, we know it's coming. There's nothing we can do about it now. I mean, we could have maybe done something if they would have brought it out earlier, but now we need to make sure that we're protected.
And so what do you want to protect your fellow ward people from?
From noise, pollution, just their quality of life. I mean, it's going to be affected. You're going to have railroad cars here 24 hours a day. You know, you may not have engines, but you're going to have traffic, you know, with the cars. You're going to have stuff going on at the river. We want to make sure that, you know, the traffic coming in and out of town, we're protected from the stuff.
Do you think there's any chance that this development wouldn't happen? I mean, you said it's pretty inevitable that it will. Do you think that there's any reason it wouldn't?
There's a slight possibility. I mean, there's lawsuits out there right now trying to stop it, but you don't know what's going to happen in the future, so we got to think right now, and that's what I'm going to be working for. I want to make sure that our government stays honest, open, and trusting.
Definitely. We're talking to John Whitten, who is running in Ward 2 on the Crystal City Council. John, if there's one thing you want the voters to know about you, what would that be?
One thing.
One or two things. I mean, what's the biggest point you really want to emphasize in this election?
Well, I want to really emphasize that my background, I've been in the military most of my life. I've been a full-time guardsman since 1994, and I just now retired. We were taught that there's three core values that I want to bring to the city. One of them is integrity. I believe in integrity. I'm going to be the same after the election as I am now. I believe in service before self. And I believe in excellence in everything we do. That's my core values right there.
Do you believe those values are lacking as of now?
I definitely do. Yes, ma'am.
That's John Whitten running again for Ward 2 in the Crystal City Council. The election is April 7th, which is a week from tomorrow. Let's turn it over to Ward 3, where we are talking to Joshua Lee.
Good morning,
Joshua. Good morning. And you are from Crystal City, of course. True. What's your background look like?
Well, I've actually been here all my life, all 23 years of my life. Actually graduated from Crystal City High. After that, I attended Elmsville, have a bachelor's in accounting, and right now I currently work at the local YMCA and at Wachovia Securities, downtown St. Louis.
And you are, of the two that we've already talked to, the only one running up against someone who's already holding a spot, and do you feel like that's going to help you or hurt you?
It could go either way. I feel. I mean, if people are upset in the way things were handled, then it could help me. So I really think it could go either way. I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy and everything. So if they're upset with the way things were handled, I think it could help me. But, I mean, if they like what has been done, then, I mean, it could go either way, basically.
And that's kind of tough because it is divided,
yes,
you know, right down the middle for the most part.
Very much so.
So, Joshua, what would you like to see happen most in Crystal City and or in Ward 3?
Okay. Well, basically, if I am elected, I plan to just basically keep an open dialogue between me and the constituents of my ward. I mean, I believe they have a right to know. I mean, it kind of all refers back to the whole open government thing. I believe the people have a right to know and that their opinion should be taken into consideration. Another thing, I mean, that's probably the first thing. The second thing is with this whole smelter deal and going in, and yeah, it probably will go in, but I feel that it's my job to just make sure that we keep, you know, we hold their feet to the fire, make sure that we keep them accountable and liable to what they say they're going to do.
Fair enough. And you said you went to UMSL. You
Correct.
Graduated from UMSL.
Correct.
Being on the city council, it's going to be an exhausting, tough job.
Mm-hmm.
Have
I'm
you
sure,
had
I'm
any
sure.
experience in government, whether it was in school or, you know, even in high school?
No, actually. Like, in a public office setting, I have not had any experience. However, I do have experience dealing with people from, like, working in my parents' restaurant when I was younger to local YMCA to my professional job at Wachovia Securities. I have experience with dealing with people and, you know, listening to their needs and their wants and just responding to them. And I feel that at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, holding, you know, being a civil servant is much the same thing of listening to people, you know, working with people and, you know, responding to their needs. And I do have experience in that.
Sure. We're talking to Joshua Lee, who's running in Ward 3. And what is one thing, again, that you really want those who are voting on Tuesday to know that you're going to do for the city or for your ward?
Just like I said, just repeat, just maintain open dialogue between me and the constituents just to make sure that everything's open and nothing behind closed doors.
And we're going to turn it back to Eric, who is running in Ward 1. His opponent is Kim Friedmeier. And Eric, what is one thing, maybe something new to the city or new to, because we've been kind of trapped in the development on wings and what could or could not happen. What's something new that you want to bring to the city? Something new to discuss or something new to the ward?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily new. We've been working on it for a few months, but I'm involved in a community improvement program, and we are working to bring a community center down to Ward 1. There's a lot of people down there that want it. People are getting involved in it, and we're looking for more people. It's just one of the things we'd like to be able to have a place where we can have the kids go, families go, people can get together. And, you know, kind of it's one of those things that would help to keep our kids off the streets. And maybe in some cases doing some of the stuff that they're not supposed to be doing. I'm getting a lot of feedback from parents and grandparents that really want to see this happen. So we're getting ready to dig in and go, I think, this spring.
And you guys have talked about it numerous times at the council meetings. I've heard you with some of your fellow Ward 1 residents. And so you think this ward is getting, or this community center is getting up and going, and it's something that will be in the future for Ward 1?
We are intent on making it happen. We're in the process. We have gotten our Missouri State certification as a non-for-profit. We are that's what we've been working for a while. It takes a lot longer than we thought, so things are moving a little slow. But like I said, we're ready to dig in and go as soon as the spring comes, and people are going to be involved. They're really excited about it.
Eric Downs running in Ward 1. We're going to turn it back over to John Whitten, who is running in Ward 2 against Charlie DeBoer. John, do you think it's fair to say that other city business has been neglected with the development of the PPG property?
Oh, I definitely do. I think maybe in the area of the building inspections and stuff has been delayed. There's been a lot of, you know, work being done for the project, but not necessarily for anything else. Possibly, maybe, I'm not sure, some of our streets are getting pretty ragged. I know that, and I know the street department's been hitting their hands full, so I know that they've been working hard, but I'm not sure if that's going to continue with this new project going on. I'm not sure how much they're going to have to put in, time they're going to have to put in. I know we've been plagued with water problems, water main problems all over the city, and these guys have been working a hard, hard job trying to get everything done.
And you said earlier, it's in your eyes, it's inevitable that this project is more than likely going to happen.
I would say probably 90%.
90%.
Sure.
So
and,
what?
And you know, we don't know. We still don't know what the project's actually going to bring. We got these cartoon drawings of what it's supposed to look like. We've never been really told how many jobs are going to be there. I mean, real jobs, like, you know, 50 secretaries, you know, 25 security guards. We don't know. But we need to work and find out, hey, what are you guys going to give us as citizens in our city? We're letting you do this to our property. Now you need to give something back to us. And I'm going to be working on it.
Okay. And if... what would your secondary focus be? Let's put the project aside, like we kind of established, maybe some city business that has been getting neglected. You mentioned the streets. What else do you want to focus on in Crystal City?
I know a lot of the a few of the citizens in Ward 2 have been helping with Ward 1 for the Civic Center. You know, that's a big project for us. Also, we got our 100-year anniversary coming up, and the Historical Society is trying to get up and running again, and we need to support that. It's just little things like that all over town. We need to bring more businesses in. You know, we still got some empty areas that we can actually put people in, put businesses in. Let's get them. Let's get them in. Let's go out there and see if we can get some new business, some new industry.
That's John Whitten running in Ward 2 against Charlie DeBoer. Again, the election is coming up next Tuesday. And we'll turn it one more time to Joshua Lee, who is running in Ward 3. So, Josh, what would your primary focus be if you had to we're going to imagine for a second the PPG property, nothing's happening there. What would your next focus be? What do you really want to pay attention to that may have been neglected?
Well, like John was saying, the new... you know, any new businesses that could come in, if we get any multiple businesses to come in. That way we're not just, I guess you could say, relying on just one sole business. I mean, I know right now that a lot of our sales tax comes from Walmart, and if they were to move, you know, we would need something to back that up. And I know you're saying that imagine the plant's not there, but I just feel that if we have multiple businesses, it might be better that, you know, in case one of them fails, you know, we'll still have a little bit something to stand on, you know, to replace that revenue. It's sort of like, I guess you could say, like take AIG, for example. You know, it's really, you know, it was once, you know, it's a thriving company, and now it's barely surviving. Same with Citi. I just don't want us all to put our eggs in that one basket to where, you know, if something bad happens, then we'll have nothing to stand on. So, I mean, getting new business is definitely, you know, one of my main concerns.
So you do feel like maybe the city is depending solely on the future development of the Wings Enterprises?
It really seems that way. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against, you know, jobs or enterprise or anything. It's just I feel like this is all maybe just handled the wrong way, where we could have been shopping a little more, basically.
Okay. Well, we have been talking to Eric Downs, who is running in Ward 1. And John Whitten running in Ward 2, as well as Joshua Lee running in Ward 3 for the upcoming election next week, April 7th, for the Crystal City Council. And Eric, any final words you want to say before we run out of time?
I'm hoping everybody can get out to vote on April 7th. I'm looking for votes to get in there so I can represent the ward well. I really want to bring the openness back, and I want people to know what's going on in their city. Without them knowing, they don't know what kind of questions to ask. And if if I go under a confidentiality agreement, I can't talk to them. I mean, I've taken a right away from them for answers. So I just want them to know that I want to be in there, honest, open, and let them know what's going on in their city.
And turning it back over to John Whidden, what would you like to close with today, John?
Well, I just want to make sure that the people get out and vote. You know, it's their city. They should know in their heart what they want to do, okay? And if they look at the candidates, they should be able to make up their mind and vote on their heart. And that's all I ask, is get out and vote, please.
And Joshua Lee, how would you like to encourage the voters on Tuesday?
I really hope they vote for me. I mean, I feel like this community has really given me something to be proud of, and that I feel like this is probably one of the best ways I can just really look out, continue to look out for the best interests of this community.
Sounds good. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. That is running in Ward 1, Eric Downs, who is going up against Kim Friedmeier. Ward 2, we spoke to John Whidden, who will be running against Charlie DeBoer. Ward 3, Joshua Lee, and running against the incumbent Jason Eisenbeis. And in Ward 4, unfortunately, Christy Zimmerman sends her apologies. She could not be here, and she will be taking on David Piccarella. And we will be talking to a few of the candidates on the other side tomorrow morning. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right, there you go, Crystal City Council. And make sure to get out and vote April 7th, next Tuesday. Coming up next, we'll have a look at traffic.
This is John Popel for Twin City Toyota and Herculaneum. And to stimulate sales, we're offering